There were also elections in Sweden this past weekend, and a far-right party won seats in parliament for the first time. The Sweden Democrats campaigned against immigration, and that message earned them 5.7% of the vote. The results have caused shock in the Scandinavian nation. Swedes like to think of their country as tolerant. Ken Ekeroth is one of the victorious Sweden Democrats. He says his party's stance against immigration is based on what he considers a threat to the Swedish way of life.
More and more Swedes, they don't feel at home in their own city, suburb, or neighborhood anymore. And I don't like that.
Sorry, what does that mean, that they don't feel at home?
Basically, you see neighborhoods change into something that doesn't look like Sweden anymore. And I'm talking mostly about the Islamization problem.
Islamization problem, as you call it. I mean, when we hear those words that it doesn't look like Sweden, feel like Sweden, from the outside, specifically here in America, we look at Sweden as a place of some diversity, increasing diversity, and certainly a place of tolerance. When you're saying that many Swedes don't feel at home, there will be many who hear that as code for anti-Islam feelings, for anti-Muslim feelings, for racism.
Well, racism is when you actually have something against another race. Islam is an ideology. It's an opinion. It's a view. And of course, you should be able to criticize ideologies just in the same manner that you can criticize a political ideology. And that's what we're doing with Islam in Sweden.
Well, Islam is not an ideology. Islam is a faith, one of the three major faiths in the world. I'm imagining that you wouldn't say that Judaism is an ideology unless you want to be associated with anti-Semitism. I mean, is it correct to... Yes, go ahead.
Religious ideologies affect societies. They say what rights we should have, what laws we should have, how women should be treated. And this goes specifically and particularly, I'd say, for Islam as... everything from personal hygiene matters to how states should do war against each other. So if you look at Islam, it's more of a political ideology than it is a religious one.
Do you actually believe that? I mean, if that is the foundation of what your party stands for, do you really believe that Islam is not a faith and that tolerance and acceptance should not be a part of what the Swedes are all about, as they have certainly in the past?
We want to be a tolerant society, we want to be a free Western society, but we will not be tolerant towards the intolerance that Islam stands for.
Were you, by the way, one of those who was behind the ad that was subsequently banned on TV that showed women in burqas chasing after an elderly white retiree, a pensioner who was using a walker to get away from them, the message being underneath that where would you rather see your money go in tight budget times, to pay pensioners what they're due or to pay immigrants? Did you have a role in that ad?
Well, I wasn't a part of the production, but obviously our party made this election film and I stand behind it 100%.
For those whose hearts lie in seeing that Sweden keeps its place in the world community, it's going to sound like everything that you stand for and are saying is not only intolerant, but hate-mongering.
You know, what we're trying to do is create a society that is in harmony. And the way the development in Sweden has been for the last 35 years is the complete opposite. We don't want Swedes to move out from our cities because they don't feel at home anymore.
But by the way, you're speaking to someone who's in a country, and those people who are listening are in a country that is made up of immigrants. Assimilation is something that has happened here in the United States as well through integration. Why is that seemingly impossible in Sweden, in your view?
Well, impossible or not, we don't want to meet halfway with, for instance, Muslim culture.
What would that mean to you? I mean, in practice?
Like, for instance, in Sweden, we have adaptations to Muslims' demands in their bathhouses where you go, where they have separated bath times for men and women due to Muslim demands because their women can't swim with other men, for instance. In some schools in Sweden, you're not allowed to have the school ending every year in a church because it might offend Muslim students.
Sorry, Mr. Ekenroth, let me just stop you there for one second. Are these things really a threat to Swedish society as you see it?
You might think, oh, this is just small stuff, but this is symbolic issues that show how the Swedish society more and more adapts to Muslim demands. And it's just a matter of time before, you know, we see even worse things.
Do you know any Muslim immigrants yourself?
I met a lot of Muslims in my days in schools and so on and so forth. But I don't think I know anyone that I meet every day on a personal level.
Now that you're an MP, will it be part of your mission to talk with some of these immigrants?
We actually offered Muslim organizations to have debates about Islam, but no one dared to take such a debate with us.
Well, maybe you can start with a conversation, if not a debate.
Yeah, well, sure, I have conversations, but in order to portray our view on Islam, obviously a debate is the best way to go.
Kent Ekenroth's Swedish Democrat Party won 20 out of 349 seats in the Swedish parliament yesterday.